Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, September 5th. I'm reading from the Contemporary English Version, and just this past week, I was trying to explain this version to someone, and I thought, well, I really need to do some research on it. It was developed and first published, the New Testament, in 1991, and the Old Testament in 95. And this project began as a result of some studies that were done regarding speech patterns used in books, magazines, and newspaper and television in the modern era. And so they developed this version of the Bible based on the modern vernacular. Thought that was kind of interesting. And so we are continuing on reading in the Contemporary English Version for a few more days. We're in Acts chapter 27, and this is where Paul is taken to Rome. Yesterday we read about Paul before King Agrippa, and now Agrippa is going to send Paul on to the emperor. When it was time for us to sail to Rome, Captain Julius from the emperor's special troops was put in charge of Paul and the other prisoners. We went aboard a ship from Andromedium that was about to sail to some ports along the coast of Asia. Aristarchus from Thessalonica in Macedonia sailed on the ship with us. The next day we came to shore at Sidon. Captain Julius was very kind to Paul. He even let him visit his friends so they could give him whatever he needed. When we left Sidon, the winds were blowing against us, and we sailed close to the island of Cyprus to be safe from the wind. Then we sailed south of Sicilia and Pamphylia until we came to the port of Myra in Lycia. There, the army captain found a ship from Alexandria that was going to Italy, so he ordered us to board that ship. We sailed along slowly for several days and had a hard time reaching Cnidus. The wind would not let us go any farther in that direction, so we sailed past Cape Salome, where the island of Crete would protect us from the wind. We went slowly along the coast and finally reached a place called Fair Havens, not far from the town of Lycia. By now, we had already lost a lot of time, and sailing was no longer safe. In fact, even the great day of forgiveness was past. Then Paul spoke to the crew of the ship. "Men, listen to me. If we sail now, our ship and its cargo will be badly damaged, and many lives will be lost. But Julius listened to the captain of the ship and its owner rather than to Paul." The harbor at Fair Havens wasn't a good place to spend the winter. Because of this, almost everyone agreed that we should at least try to sail along the coast of Crete as far as Phoenix. It had a harbor that opened toward the southwest and northwest, and we could spend the winter there. When a gentle wind from the south started blowing, the men thought it was a good time to do what they had planned. So they pulled up the anchor and we sailed along the coast of Crete. But soon a strong wind called the Northeaster blew against us from the island. The wind struck the ship and we could not sail against it. So we let the wind carry the ship. We went along the island of Calda on the side that was protected from the wind. We had a hard time holding the lifeboat in place, but finally we got it where it belonged. Then the sailors wrapped ropes around the ship to hold it together. They lowered the sail and let the ship drift along because they were afraid it might hit the sandbanks in the Gulf of Cyrtus. The storm was so fierce that the next day they threw some of the ship's cargo overboard. Then on the third day, with their bare hands, they threw overboard some of the ship's gear. For several days, we could not see either the sun or the stars. A strong wind kept blowing, and we finally gave up hope of being saved. Since none of us had eaten anything for a long time, Paul stood up and told the men, "You should have listened to me. If you had stayed on in Crete, you would not have had this damage and loss. But now I beg you to cheer up, because you will be safe. Only the ship will be lost. I belong to God and I worship Him. Last night He sent an angel to tell me, 'Paul, don't be afraid. You will stand trial before the emperor, and because of you, God will save the lives of everyone on the ship. Cheer up. I am sure that God will do exactly what He promised. But we will first be shipwrecked on some island.' For 14 days and nights, we have been blown around over the Mediterranean Sea. But about midnight, the sailors realized we were getting near land. They measured and found that the water was about 40 meters deep. A little later, they measured again and found that it was only 30 meters. The sailors were afraid that we might hit some rocks, and they let down 4 anchors from the back of the ship. Then they prayed for daylight. The sailors wanted to escape from the ship, so they lowered the lifeboat into the water, pretending that they were letting down some anchors from the front of the ship. But Paul said to Captain Julius and to the soldiers, 'If the sailors don't stay on the ship, you won't have any chance to save your lives.' The soldiers then cut the ropes that held the lifeboat and let it fall into the sea. Just before daylight, Paul begged the people to eat something. He told them, 'For 14 days you have been so worried that you haven't eaten a thing. I beg you to eat something. Your lives depend on it. Do this, and not one of you will be hurt.'" After Paul had said this, he took a piece of bread and gave thanks to God. Then in front of everyone, he broke the bread and ate some. They all felt encouraged, and each of them ate something. There were 276 people on the ship, and after everyone had eaten, they threw the cargo of wheat into the sea to make the ship lighter. Morning came, and the ship's crew saw a coast they did not recognize. But they did see a cove with a beach, so they decided to try to run the ship aground on the beach. They cut the anchors loose and let them sink into the sea. At the same time, they untied the ropes that were holding the rudders. Next, they raised the sail at the front of the ship and let the wind carry the ship toward the beach. But it ran aground on a sandbank. The front of the ship stuck firmly in the sand, and the rear was being smashed by the force of the waves. The soldiers decided to kill the prisoners to keep them from swimming away and escaping. But Captain Julius wanted to save Paul's life, and he did not let the soldiers do what they had planned. Instead, he ordered everyone who could swim to jump into the water and head for shore. Then he told the others to hold on to planks of wood or parts of the ship. At last, everyone safely reached shore. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This time as I read Acts 27, I noticed that Paul took a piece of bread and he gave thanks to God. In this stressful moment, he remembered to be grateful. And then in front of everyone, he broke the bread, which is so reminiscent of the Lord's Supper. Perhaps in this moment, Paul was thinking back to the instructions on the Lord's Supper and the reminders of salvation that are in the Lord Jesus. Because His body was broken, we can be saved. And in this moment when all the men are stressed and think they're going to die, Paul offers them the hope of Jesus, that whatever comes, first he had been encouraged by an angel, right, that everyone was going to live. But in the midst of this difficult situation, turning our eyes to Jesus is what really is the encouragement. So in verse 36, they said they all felt encouraged and each of them ate something. And so as you enter your day, whatever comes today, in those stressful moments, would you take a moment to sit back and to remember the Lord's Supper? Remember the fact that the Lord gave his body broken for us, his blood shed for the remission of our sins. And he did so that we can be saved. And he instructs us to remember it because what he has done has made a difference eternally for us and also in our daily experience, knowing that Jesus loves us and he is with us by the power of his Holy Spirit. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for the reminders of your saving grace in the breaking of the bread. We thank you for giving of yourself so that we can flourish, especially eternal life, but also abundant life here. Father, we thank you that you have forgiven us of our sins. And we come like the man in the parable saying, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. We also are fully aware of our need and dependence upon you. Or if we are not fully aware, make us aware, Lord. And so we pray, help me. And Lord, we also know that oftentimes we like to judge others. And we ask that you would help us to judge not, lest we be judged. And finally, Lord, we want to end with praise. Thank you for your many blessings from creation to new creation. Bless my brothers and sisters wherever they find themselves today. Be with those who are stricken with grief. Help those who find themselves in situations where they do not know what to do or where to turn. And heal the bodies of those who are sick, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.